This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel bombarded Gaza with artillery and airstrikes on Friday in response to a new barrage of rocket fire from the Hamas-run enclave, but stopped short of a ground offensive in the conflict that has now claimed more than 100 Palestinian lives. As the violence intensified, Israel said it was carrying out an attack in the Gaza Strip, although it later clarified there were no boots on the ground. Israeli security forces have also been scrambled to contain deadly riots between Jews and Arabs, and projectiles have been fired on Israel from Lebanon. The United Nations said the Security Council would meet on Sunday to address the conflict, while the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Washington was deeply concerned about the violence in the streets of Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday he is pressing for a halt to violence between Israelis and Palestinians, but U.S. officials say they are resigned to the conflict continuing for some days to come. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas seems unable or unwilling to rein in Hamas-led rocket attacks on Israeli targets, according to the U.S. State Department. President Joe Biden's administration says it has reached out to several regional Arab states to help get Hamas to stop the violence. Officials expect the violence is likely to continue, if not intensify, over the next couple of days. The U.S. pipeline network, shut down by a cyber attack, said Thursday it has restarted its entire network and resumed fuel deliveries to all markets, but gas stations up and down the East Coast are still facing shortages after a wave of panic buying. President Joe Biden hailed the good news and urged Americans to remain calm as supplies are restored. This is VOA News. U.S. health officials recommend lifting most COVID-19 restrictions for people who are fully vaccinated. That means no more masks or social distancing indoors or outdoors, according to updated guidance Thursday from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Masks will still be required on planes, trains, and buses. The CDC is expected to update travel guidance soon, as well as recommendations for schools, camps, and other settings. Local laws and businesses can still require masks in most places. Protesters marched outside Greece's parliament on Thursday to oppose planned government labor reforms they say curb workers' rights and freedoms, including the abolition of the 8-hour workday. Thousands of workers shouted slogans and held banners in a demonstration organized by the Communist Party labor movement. Greece's conservative government on Wednesday outlined plans to overhaul labor laws by liberalizing working hours, a move criticized by the left-wing main opposition and unions. According to its labor minister, the measures would bring overdue changes to laws that date back decades, offering more freedom to decide working hours. But Greece's main civil servants union says the government seeks to raise the 8-hour working day to 10 hours and scrap the 5-day working week and collective bargaining agreements. Two men detained by British immigration officials in Glasgow were released Thursday after a 7-hour standoff between hundreds of protesters and Scottish police. Police say an immigration van with the men was surrounded by protesters, including one demonstrator who climbed under the vehicle to stop it from moving while others sat in the road. Police Scotland said the decision to finally release the men had been made to protect the safety, public health, and well-being of all involved. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon calls it unacceptable action by Britain's Home Office to detain the Indian men, especially as it came during celebrations for the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr, in an area hit by the pandemic. A protester says the demonstration was in response to the hostile environment created by the British government. Britain's immigration rules have long been criticized by lawyers and human rights groups. And a Ukrainian court Thursday placed Viktor Medvedchuk, a Kremlin-friendly lawmaker suspected of treason, under house arrest. The 66-year-old business tycoon, who counts Russian President Vladimir Putin as a personal friend, is a very controversial figure in Ukraine. Medvedchuk is one of Ukraine's richest people. Prosecutors this week said he and another lawmaker were suspected of high treason and attempts to plunder national resources in the Ukrainian Crimea. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.